This is TWiT.
I also think that this general questioning that's going on about technology and its effect on humanity is also what drove us to building this podcast, should this exist.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of all there. It's all there in the title, right? Should this exist?
Yeah, you kind of know what you're getting right off the top. And I love this question because it's such a now question. Because all of these technologies that we've seen mature over the years that may have seemed innocent at first, like there's so many, it's a minefield of unintended consequences around mm-hmm. this. And I don't know mm-hmm. how anyone sees this in the beginning, like go back 10, 15 years and take a look at some of these emerging technologies that are very developed now and going into directions that maybe people are feeling uncomfortable with. Why don't they see that in the moment? Why is it so difficult to see?
I don't know. You know, it's interesting because my background is obviously social media, and we made one of the very first, what is now called activity feeds, but we just called it recent activity. Right. I don't like the word feed. It sounds like animals at a trough, which may be deliberate, but yep. We built Flickr as an online community and not as social media, and you know, the difference there is very profound. A community is something that you have to participate in. It has kind of mores and practices that the community understands and follows rules. For conversation, it can be very different, right? It can be a monster truck kind of club, or it can be the, you know, Christian ladies knitting society, right? It could be like of different characters, but community implies the active participation of its members, whereas social media actually is just your passive consumer, and your attention is being sold. And Facebook was able to do that and sell it to advertisers. And I think that, you know, you asked the question, how would you be able to see these unintended consequences? Well, a lot of that you could actually see along the way. And me and people like, you know, Anil Dash, who was also very active in this, played a big part in trying to raise the flag. I mean, we could see these things happening. We're kind of like old online community people. And we would see things like, you know, the first move was you were sorting the feed by attention, by what got the most attention, right? Mm-hmm. And that in and of itself is a really bad move, because that just kind of demotes interpersonal updates, or, you know, kind of personal updates about your life and the people that you care about, and promotes things that are, you know, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, spectacular.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the things that are more kind of, you know, spectacular or bloody or, like, you know, naked
or,
people.
Or false, right? or outrageously false. So false that, yeah.
Right? And then that was the first red flag that we saw to raise. And then the second was when you could then buy your way there, right?
Yeah.
Like you could buy your way into it. And what Facebook was doing, and we all saw this as being kind of deeply wrong, was that they were selling your community back to you, right? You had to pay to get in front of the community that was already your community and that you had built. And there is something just really, you know, kind of, you know, dangerous about this. But, you know, everybody knows the Greek myth of Cassandra, right? Where, you know, Cassandra is a prophetess and she is able to see the future, and she raises the flag and, you know, kind of tells everybody, gives them warnings, but nobody listens to her.
Right.
You know,
and maybe that's the bigger struggle, right? Is not that there aren't people raising that flag early on and saying, hey, wait a minute, we've thought this through. We've thought forward on this technology. This is where things could head. But it's that the masses choose to not listen or don't pay it, don't take it seriously or whatever. I feel like we're struggling with that right now, even.
We're struggling with that right now. I totally agree. And also, I think journalists tend to have moods. There's kind of cultural moods.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the cultural mood is questioning. But the cultural mood previously was celebratory. It was,
right.
You know, it was the internet is amazing and look at all this fantastic, like everything's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a celebration. And so it was very hard for those news stories, I think, to break through.
Yeah.
It was, you know, in spite of the fact that we were, you know, kind of out there saying it, mm-hmm. it didn't map to the you know, Zuckerberg on the cover of Time magazine's kind of mood.
right, exactly. So all this is to say that I think your show is perfectly timed because I think this is important. People, you know, critical thinking around kind of where technology is headed, all of these new emerging technologies, maybe they're not even new, like AI is one example. Artificial intelligence is nothing new. Yet in the last couple of years, I feel like we've really seen this like electric fire lit underneath AI, and now it's the savior of the future. It can do everything. It'll solve all of our problems. There are still people ahead of that wave saying, but you know, there need to be rules built around ethics. Yeah. Otherwise, this could go in incredibly, bad directions.
Yeah. Right. And I also think that we're early enough in the trajectory of a lot of incredibly powerful technologies, AI, you know, kind of probably foremost among them, but also things like CRISPR,
yeah,
right? Things like, you know, autonomous vehicles, drones. There's so much going on right now, and these industries are not yet established, no, right? It's the time to ask these questions is now. And there's a growing sense among the users of the technology and the participants in the technology that, you know, they actually have some say in the products that they use and have, you know, it's the much vaunted consumer choice, right?
Sure.
As a result of that, having this should this exist conversation and bringing it to the forefront of people's minds, I think is very important and why we started the show. But I also think, you know, another thing that's going on is that a lot of people have asked me, is this show for entrepreneurs and technologists? And the answer is yes. And it's also for just the general consumer who's concerned about the technology that they're using in their lives and how their technology is taking over their lives and oftentimes their children's lives, especially, which really draws their attention.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really the conversation that we want to be having. And, you know, it's funny because the show is not necessarily answering the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should this exist? You know, if I were emperor of the world and I could decide what should and should not exist, that would be kind of amazing. You know, Katarina Fake, ask you, should this exist?
Yes. No.
And I could say, yes, exactly. No. That's really great. But, you know, we're really about asking the question and bringing it into the conversation, raising the issues, right? These are the things that people could conceivably be concerned about,
right,
with your emerging technology. And we found that the entrepreneurs are like tremendously responsive to this and that they love having the conversation. They love having the opportunity to talk through some of these utopian or dystopian scenarios and, you know, doing the thought experiments on, you know, these unintended potential consequences.
Going into a show whose title is Should This Exist, would possibly make the listener think that you would be answering the question yourself. I kind of, by listening to episode one, I walked away from it realizing that this is really, the show is about setting the stage around the idea, pulling in people, pulling in experts, people to analyze this particular piece of technology or, you know, whatever it is you choose to do in your upcoming 11 other episodes, but to kind of pose all of those sides. And really, the answer comes from the person listening. Do I feel, A, did I even know that this existed? And B, do I now feel like this is a great idea? Or what have we done? What have we done opening this Pandora's box?